Ask an interest in your prayers today that the Spirit of the Lord would just meet with us and give us a special visitation today. Have a challenge that the Lord put on my heart for this morning service. Who of us here likes inspiration? Like to be inspired? People say, well, I'm inspired to do something. Definition of inspired means this. It's the action or the power of moving the intellect or emotions. So maybe you've been in a service before, or you've heard even in a speaker before, and you say, that was inspiring. In other words, I was moved by in my emotions, or I was moved intellectually. I was moved in my spirit. Definition also says of extraordinary quality, as if arising from some external impulse. So if I'm inspired, there's this external impulse that's moving me to something. It means to fill with an animating, quickening, or exalting influence. So I would say this morning it is wonderful to be inspired. It's a good thing to be inspired, you children, young people, to be inspired with your schoolwork. Now, I won't ask for how many of us are inspired with schoolwork, but you know, it really helps when you get inspired because you get re-challenged. There's something inside, even externally, that moves you. I'm inspired to do this. I'm ready to get busy. And you go and get the books out and start working. Well, it's also a wonderful thing to be inspired in marriage. You know, I'm moved. I'm challenged. There's something welling up inside. I'm inspired with this. Inspired with work. There's something about a job that when you are inspired with what you do, it makes your work easier when you're inspired with it. Have you ever been, many of you have been to Monarch Springs and the Spirit of the Lord just come in a very special way and you are inspired. An inspirational service, something that was compelling you or moving you. Well, inspiration is what kindles the fire. Inspiration is what moves us to action. Many times. It's inspiration. Sometimes people say, I'm inspired to start a diet. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm inspired to do this. And so then they start a diet. It's usually Monday morning after a weekend of eating. Well, I'm inspired to draw closer to the Lord. Do you know that sometimes our inspirations come from people and circumstances? But as children of God, the Holy Spirit is one of the things that inspires us. That's one of those external, which should be internal as well. Inspiring influences is the Holy Spirit. So when we're under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we are inspired to draw closer to God. I'm inspired to give this up for the Lord. I'm inspired to go work for God. I am moved by the Spirit of the Lord in my life to do something for Him. I love those times of inspiration. I love the times in the song services when the Holy Spirit inspires us and moves our intellect and our emotions. Those are wonderful times. Well, I wouldn't trade them for anything. There's a scripture in the book of Acts in the 3rd chapter in the 19th verse. And he said, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. When the time of refreshing, now that was actually plural, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So even after we have answered the call of God and we have been filled with His Spirit, there are times of refreshing. And I am thankful that it wasn't just at an altar of prayer. In life, there are times that we are refreshed or re-inspired. It rekindles the fire within us to keep serving the Lord. Sometimes we can get weary. Sometimes we can get tired. Sometimes we can get a little bit, disenfranchised, that too. But sometimes there can be things that can just begin to call us to get a little bit, things a little bit dry, and the Holy Spirit comes back in and re-inspires us, and reinvigorates us, and stirs something inside of us, and it gives us the courage and the desire to get up and keep working for the Lord. And again, without those times of inspiration, I know I wouldn't be here today. It was those times of refreshing. In marriage, do you know that those times of inspiration can really make a change in marriages, just like they do in relationships? It's those times that you are inspired that brings about change. When the Holy Spirit comes and talks to your heart, you're inspired to bring change. Same thing in marriage, same things with parenting. As parents, in families, when you are moved by something, it's like, you know what, I'm going to do better. As a parent, I'm going to really start paying more attention. I'm inspired to follow through with this thing. Well, if no one was ever inspired, I don't think there would be a whole lot of gospel outreach. If no one was ever inspired, I don't think a lot of people would ever exercise, or they wouldn't ever be more careful with their eating habits. If we were never inspired, actually, a lot of people wouldn't go to work or do schoolwork either. It takes inspiration because it rekindles something within us. Well, my message is not about inspiration this morning in its totality. The title of the message this morning is intentional. Intentional. Because we need inspiration. It's inspiration that gets us off the couch, so to speak. Spiritually, it's inspiration that helps us to get motivated to do the things in life that we need to do. But there is a truth that I would that we get hold of this morning, and that is that life is not always about inspiration. It's about being intentional. Because think about serving God. Think about our devotions in the morning. What about as a parent? I know I mentioned parenting. Are we always inspired to be a parent? How many times have you watched, and it's easier to talk about someone else than ourselves. Have you ever watched a parent intentionally turn away and when their child was misbehaving and you know they saw what they were doing? It was like they were not inspired to correct their child. So they thought, if I turn my head and ignore it, I'm not responsible for dealing with it. And then other times, I've seen parents get all inspired. They read a book or they heard a speaker and they're ready to correct everybody else's children. And they're ready to tell everybody else how to raise their children. But then, what about house cleaning? Have you ever been inspired to clean? Do you know how long that inspiration usually lasts? About as long as it takes to make a mess and get everything pulled out. And then all of a sudden the inspiration's gone. And now you've got a bigger mess than you did before. But what enables us to follow through is intent. Intentional action. So when the inspiration is gone, when the inspiration is passed away, it is that we are intentional about the things that we do. We are intentional about the decisions we're making. So now as a parent, now frankly I'm not maybe real inspired, but I want to have some intentional parenting. Intentional parenting. Same thing with applies to our walk with God. There are some times that maybe you don't just feel this overwhelming emotion. But does that mean we walk away from God because today I'm not just real inspired, so I'll go back to the world? No, I was inspired yesterday and the Spirit of the Lord is going to pay me another visit maybe tomorrow or maybe next week. But between times of inspiration, what's going to keep us going? It's going to be about being intentional. Thoughtful consideration. That's the definition of intentional. It means done on purpose. Deliberate, calculated, conscious, thoughtful. In other words, it's not happenstance. It's not non-deliberate. As the Lord was talking to me about this message, and He's actually been talking to me about it for a while, I was out in the office and I got up out of the chair. I mean, I was in the middle of making some notes and studying and praying, and I thought, you know what? I think Renee would probably like a hug. So I got up and I walked in the house, and it wasn't because I was overly inspired. Now there's a point here. It wasn't because, it wasn't one of those moments that you think, oh, you just have all those gushy emotions and all of those things. But I thought, you know what, she probably liked that. So it was intentional. And I went in, I said, Renee, I said, I'm going to give you a hug. So for you sisters out there, for your benefit, I'll tell you what Renee did. She was just as intentional. Put my arms around her, and she said, 29, 28, 27. So she was just as intentional, because you know they say, what, you need to be hugged for 30 seconds a day or something like that. That's what she read. She was inspired with that one time, and so then she was being just as intentional with her response. Do you know that marriage is just like our relationship with God? It's not all about those moments of inspiration. Those are wonderful times. We don't want to trade those. A marriage without spontaneity is kind of dry. But a marriage with spontaneity and inspiration, they're wonderful, but it's the same thing in our relationship with God. You cannot live on that, because emotions come and go. So we need to have something deeper in our relationships with one another, and most of all with God this morning, we need to be intentional. And I want to inspire us to be intentional in the decisions that we make on a daily basis. And I hope everyone can hear all right this morning. We've got a really big storm outside the chapel this morning. It's pouring. It's raining hard. Anyway, inspiration, maybe you all can hear a little better this morning. But example, there are many times that we are not going to be moved with great inspiration. But my question for us this morning is, what are we going to do? What are you going to do with your parents? What are you going to do with your children when you're not just real inspired to spend time with them, or to correct them, or to love, to show something physical love to them? What are you going to do? Are you going to withhold? Are you saying, well, I just don't feel like it today? What are you going to do when it's time to go to work? And you wake up in the morning and you think, I'm just not real inspired this morning to go to work. Do you know that work is not about inspiration? It's about being intentional. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. Schoolwork is the same way. It's wonderful when we have inspiration. Don't misunderstand. We need it. But the work is actually done, and relationships are built spiritually and in families. They are built through intention. Intentional living. Intentional decisions. Whether I feel like it or not. Children, young people, it's school time. You say, well, I just don't feel like it. What do your feelings have to do with it? What do they have to do with it? Parents, if we're going to be intentional parents, we need to try to teach our children, it really doesn't make a difference how you feel. There's schoolwork to do. It's time to go to work. You say, but I don't feel, I'm waiting on inspiration. You're going to be waiting a long time. But when you are intentional and you are applying yourself in spite of emotion, you're going to grow, and the times of inspiration will come. They will come. They will come in your walk with God. They will come in your marriage. They will come as parents. They will come in all different avenues in life. So Lord, help us to learn the value of intentional decisions and intentional thought out choices. Well, there's a passage of scripture in Daniel 1, very familiar. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. It says, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine that he drank. And so he requested for them to just be able to eat lentils. He was inspired, I believe, from God. But it was more than being inspired, because he said he purposed in his heart. And you know, it's one thing, maybe I don't know that I'm the only one that's done this, to say, I'm going to start a diet today. I'm going to be more careful. And we did that last week until someone showed up on Monday with a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme. They came by our house, and I kind of came in the house and I looked at Renee and I said, did you have one? Well, yes. Well, then I couldn't leave her there by herself, so I had one. You know, maybe it was Tuesday, or it didn't last very long, or inspiration lasted about as long until there were a dozen donuts on the table. Do you know that this Dave or Daniel here, in this case, they were inspired and moved by God, do not eat the portion of the king's meat. So the first day I'm inspired and they sat there and maybe felt a little, you know, we're really doing God's work eating their lentils. But I'll tell you what, about the third day, when everyone else might have been having a T-bone steak and they're sitting there eating beans, I'll tell you what, it's going to take more than inspiration to say no to something that looks good in the flesh. It was going to take that purpose that Daniel had it to start with, but it was more than the inspiration. It was the purpose of heart. He was being intentional. Yes, that steak looks good, but you know what? I made a vow to God, and regardless of my feelings, I've made a choice, and they were intentional in the things that they did. I'm intentionally, no, I'm not having that. I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to eat what God wants me to eat. Well, it's going to take more than inspiration to cause us to stand where God wants us to stand. It's going to take intentional living, intentional decisions, and that applies in every area of life. If you have difficulty doing your schoolwork, it's time to be intentional. If you have difficulty in struggling in relationships with people, it's time to be intentional. I thought it was very interesting, those of you that participated in our little marriage challenge a couple of weeks ago, said, give three times that day, in the morning, afternoon, and evening, give a compliment to your spouse. And this was not just something, oh, you look nice today, honey, and go on. I don't know how everyone else did it. It was very intentional. I mean, we thought through this, and we want these compliments to be meaningful. And the other challenge, part of the challenge was, don't have any of those, you can call them arguments or sanctify it. You know those tense moments? And you know what? Arguments is not really a good thing anyway. Impatience is how I worded it. But those moments of maybe being a little bit impatient. Do you know that I wanted everyone to be intentional? And be aware if you could just see that, oh, this has possibilities to be maybe a little tension, do what you can intentionally to avoid that tense moment. I don't know about you, but you know, I don't think there was one, even a slight impatience in anything that happened in our home that day between Renee and me. And I'm not children, I'm not saying there was between you either, but the point was that Renee and I were kind of chuckling about it. It's like, well, you know what, there was too much being intentional. And you know what, it's a blessed thing. You know, that didn't come about through inspiration necessarily. It came about through being intentional. So here's my challenge for us today. In our relationships with God, in our relationships with each other, you know, there are always moments that things can be a little tense. There's going to always be some of those times. But what would happen with people that really struggle with those things? And some people really struggle with that. What would happen if you were to be more intentional about your approach to those things? When you realize that there's a difference, or you realize that there's a misunderstanding, or you don't feel like something's fair, what would happen if you approached it with a lot of intent and say, I'm going to intentionally approach this thoughtfully and with consideration that I don't want to add to the problem. I want to be part of the solution here. What can I do? What would happen with the work of God this morning? You know, there are things in the work of God that are not being done because people are saying, well, I don't feel really inspired to do it. More work of God is done through intent and duty than it is through inspiration. Now, before anybody misunderstands me, it is the inspiration that called us to the work. It is the moving of the Holy Spirit that gives us the job to do. But in the job that He's given us then, there are days that maybe the inspiration's not there, but you approach it intentionally. I trust that we can get the essence of the message this morning. Whether it's parenting, whether it's in marriage, whether it's in the work of God, let's be intentional. If it's a personal weakness this morning, can we be intentional about it? Because you see, a lot, for most of us, the things that are a weakness to us, it's not a problem until it is. Now that may have not sounded real profound, but many times people say, well, I've conquered it. It's fine. Well, you've conquered it until you haven't. You think, well, I've got victory for how long? A day? A week? A month? And then all of a sudden, there's that same problem again. But if you will approach it intentionally, I made a decision, this is what I'm going to do. That means with your spiritual weaknesses this morning, every single day, pray specifically for the need in your life. Rather than just a generic general prayer, be intentional. Today, Lord, give me the grace in this place in my life, in this place in my work for the Lord, in this place as a parent, in this place as a husband, in this place at my work, at this place in school, I want to be intentional. So may the Lord bless us. I'd like to illustrate it before we close. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 and 2, he said, "Now concerning the collection of the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." Now, the point is this. Inspired giving is when you are moved to give. I was really impressed. There's a real need. I've seen people give through inspiration. Oh, that's a really worthy cause, and I'm inspired to give. But I want to tell you, if we only gave when we are inspired, how much would we give? Maybe that's a question for us to ask ourselves. How much do you give? If you're waiting on inspiration, folks, we're not going to be giving like God wants us to give. Because giving is more than inspiration. There are those times. But see, giving as taught in the scripture, he said, and he was challenging and encouraging him. He said, on the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered. He was talking about intentional giving. Purposeful, considered, thoughtful, regular, faithful, consistency. So, whether I feel like it or not, or whether I'm inspired, this is what God wants me to do, and I'm gonna do it. Do you know that if we want to be successful, see, because inspired giving never takes the place of intentional, planned, deliberate giving. And my point was not the giving in and of itself, but it applies in a lot of areas in our life. Because more of life is about being intentional than it is about inspiration. So that means that the work of God, the inspiration is sprinkled through it. But the daily things are done through being intentional. Same thing with marriage, same thing with parenting, same thing with exercise, same thing with devotions in the morning, same thing with everything that touches our life. So I just wanted to challenge us, let's be intentional. Thank God for the inspirations, but let's be intentional in our life and what we do. So if you want to be successful this morning in investing, people are looking for the hot deals in investing. Wait till the market's just right here. The reality is no one knows when it's just right there. But people that are waiting for just the right moment usually are going to be waiting a long time. Successful investing is about being intentional. Markets up or down, you faithfully, diligently lay aside for the future. That's what brings about success. Spiritually and in relationships, folks, it's the same thing. Intentional sacrifice, intentional giving of yourself. Doesn't matter. Okay, the emotions are good, but today I'm going to be intentional. I'm interested in us being successful this morning. I want to be successful in the things that God has given me to do, but it's going to take more than the inspiration. Because some days, frankly, the inspiration isn't there. So what will we do? You know, People that waiting for inspiration tend to be lazy people because I'm not getting my schoolwork done because I'm not inspired. I didn't go to work today because I'm not inspired. I'm not making an effort with my wife today because I'm not inspired. Yeah, my children are unruly because I wasn't inspired. That's not what life is about, folks. It's about intentional action and living. So may God bless you all this morning. May we be intentional with our lives this week and in the months to come.